superheroes, welcome to the Super Sarah series. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my life stories, my courage, and how I continually discover a superhero in me. Come and join me in my quest of becoming my true self, and maybe you'll discover a superhero in you. And now let's just take a deep breath together. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my second episode. I am so excited to have you here. Thank you to all the people who listened to my first one. I'm so grateful for all of you. I am so excited to also be here today and share this new topic with you. First of all, I just want to acknowledge Brené Brown and her work. And this is just an interpretation of her work and how I've taken it. So there's a lot of her work in this and her words as well. So let's talk about the whole vulnerability thing. Today, I wanted to talk about this because it's been coming up in my life a lot, that question about what vulnerability means to me, what it has meant to other people, and I guess how it's been showing up in my life and how I've actually been very vulnerable recently, especially if you follow me on social media, you'll see that a lot. And I really wanted to share with you how it used to be for me and what I thought of vulnerability for a long time and how I kind of conquered it a little bit, all those thoughts and conditions that I've had for a very long time around my feelings and my expressions of these feelings. So a lot of you know that I come from an Egyptian family. I was born there and I grew up there a little bit, and then I came to Australia when I was quite young. And so my family are quite traditional and cultural and religious, and I am a woman, and that I've always been seen as almost like second class to a man, and I've always been told to be less me, less loud, less emotional, less sensitive, less expressive in any way that I have been in my life. And I've always been told that I need to be, considerate of other people's feelings first before over mine. I needed to always consider how, if I express this, how would that person feel? If I've said this, how would that person feel? I always needed to, as a woman, you need to nourish others before you nourish yourself. And it's been a really hard journey for me to learn that it's not always true. I can't nourish others if I haven't nourished myself first. And it's been a big transition for me in the last few months to learn that. And, sitting here talking to you about vulnerability is big. It's really, really big. Because I know that it will stir up a lot of emotions with people. I know that it has in the past. And I guess vulnerability to me is about being seen, about expressing my truth, but honest about how I feel, about being raw and open and just talk about the dirtiest, most disgusting parts about myself and the most amazing, most beautiful parts about myself, being true to honest about my femininity, about my masculinity, about my ugly days and my happy days and my, my crying days and the days that I felt completely unworthy and the days I felt like I could conquer the world. And that's what vulnerability is to me. It's about expressing all my ugliness and all my beauty. And it's hard to say those things sometimes because people don't really want to hear it, or I know that I sometimes make people uncomfortable, and because of my conditioning, that can really trigger me a little bit. But that is the shame. If you've listened to my episode before, that is the shame and the idea of having to be perfect, having to present myself a certain way and look a certain way and behave a certain way in my relationship, in my friendship, in my employment, in my everyday interactions. I have to be happy or nice and kind and smiling and never make anyone else feel uncomfortable or make them feel unhappy. Or I always have to take everything that I feel and hold it in and only cry in with by myself and never ask for help and never really be true to what I'm feeling in that moment, because that might make someone else uncomfortable. Again, that word comes up a lot. And, you know, I've lived my life like that for years. I'm 34 years old this year. And until recently, I have learned that that's not always true. You know, for me to really have that connections and have that interactions with people and those most beautiful friendships and the most beautiful relationships with my family and most relationships, like all those things, it's just, I have to really be true to myself and really express how I feel and really just allow, you know, my opinions and my feelings and emotions to be heard. It's really necessary. And again, like for a long time, I felt completely alone. I disconnected from people. I didn't know how to be around people because it was so exhausting having to pretend to be something that I'm not, because then if I'm vulnerable with these people, they won't like it. If I'm vulnerable with these people, they won't like me. Or if I'm vulnerable with these people, they'll see my weakness. If I'm vulnerable with these people, they'll see my fears. They'll know who I really am. And I was so scared for so long to express those feelings. And like, it's just, oh man, that really just hits home. It was hardest time for me. Like my life was really hard for a long time because I disconnected. I withdrew. I put myself in a cage and didn't allow myself to be seen, you know? And it's really, really hard. And I see it in people now. Like I just have so much compassion towards these people. And, you know, I feel that pain of not knowing how to be seen or not knowing how to express yourself or not knowing how to really be true to who you are. It's hard. We live in a society that comes with, you know, the conditioning of like, you can't express emotions, you can't be vulnerable, you don't have time to have feelings, you don't have, you know, you have to have all these accomplishments, feelings get in the way, your vulnerability is only, you know, this weakness to you, and it only like, you know, doesn't really allow you to grow. But the truth is, that's not true. You know, since I've been exposing myself and expressing my pain and really, you know, putting myself out there through social media and, you know, even in person, really expressing how I really feel with people has really allowed me to deepen that connection with people, you know, to really have more intense conversations, intense relationships, intense friendships, and even with my family, who are all about, you know, vulnerability and emotions are only for the weak. You know, they believe that for a long time, and they still do, not for a long time. They still believe in that. And it's really hard. But then I express myself with them and it breaks that barrier with them. You know, when you do express how you feel, I believe it doesn't only make that person uncomfortable. It actually does the opposite. It'd be like, oh, that person is being vulnerable and honest with me. I'm going to do the same. You know, because for a long time I was afraid of being that, because then that person will be feel uncomfortable and I shouldn't make that person feel uncomfortable and blah, 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 and all the rules of life or all the rules of being a woman. And then I didn't have any connection with anyone because they always saw such a shallow part of me, such a layer of like, yes, I'm fine, everything's okay, I'm happy and this is okay. But the truth is, it's like, it's not okay. I was feeling like shit and I needed help and I needed someone to talk to. I needed that connection. And there's no shame in needing connection with people. It's a neurological need. We need it in our core, in our soul, in our heart, in our body. It's just one of, if you need to eat, if you need to drink, if you need to shit, if you need to do any of that stuff, you also need to connect with other people. Just like you need to have sex, you need to also connect. Like just like you need to eat, you also need to connect, you know? And if you don't have that connection, you're missing out. you're missing out. And so you use other things for yourself, like eating or like buying things or like, you know, having sex with random people and not really feeling that. And also medicating yourself or drugging yourself, which I did all of those things. I was never, for me to feel good about myself for that instant gratification, I did those things, but then it also allowed me to feel less and even less connected and even more isolated. And yeah, I guess how I became more vulnerable was being true to myself and telling my story, being brave enough to take the scary steps and going, I have courage to say or to tell that person how I feel or express my desires and my needs and, you know, what I really want in that relationship or in that household or in that friendship or from my dad and, you know, and it's allowed other people to also do the same with me. When I'm brave, others are brave with me, you know, and I've learned that, that I'm not alone in this. I'm not the only one afraid of vulnerability. Everyone is. It's scary. It's freaking scary to say I love you first, for example, or to have to express to your employer that you need more money or you deserve more money, or to have to express to your housemate that you don't like this, or you to express to your husband or your partner that you don't appreciate the way they're treating you at this point or how they're treating you right now. Or it's scary. Because you have value in these relationships or in these situations. But it's actually allows for a conversation. When you're like, this is what I feel I need and this is what I'm, this is my emotions around this situation or about what happened, then there's a conversation. You'll like, you know, you'll meet somewhere where you feel better about yourself and they might even feel better about the situation too. Because then you walk around feeling isolated, alone, you know, resenting that person or angry at that person, but you have not expressed yourself. You have not been vulnerable with them. You need to be raw to be you, you know, because you are enough. That's the thing. We don't think we're enough, but we are. I'm enough. I am worthy. I am capable of doing what anyone else is capable of. Be capable. Show people around you how to be courageous, how to have connections, how to have compassion for yourself and for others. Be kind. And you know, that's another thing. Also being compassionate towards people is so important because they have their own pains and, you know, they don't know how to be vulnerable either. You know, it took time for me to be like, oh, you know, that person's also in pain and they're also afraid of this and they also have these fears. You know, you've been there. You should understand that more than anything, you know, and we need compassion. People just want to be loved. Honestly, it all comes down to that. We all need love in our life. We all need that understanding and that connection and that kindness and that, you know, interactions with people because we need love in our life. Love of friendship, love of lovers, love of family, all that, you know, it's... Even though sometimes it's not always guaranteed that you'll get that love back, but it really comes back to you. When you show love for yourself and for others, it express people who will want to show the love will come around. And people who don't will walk away and that's totally okay as well. You know? I guess my final words is really just let go of how things should be or how you think you should be around people and just embrace your vulnerability. Just be you, be honest for yourself and be truthful to who you are and how you're feeling in that moment, in that situation, in that environment, because life's too short to live it otherwise.